Be'ezras Hashem, Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yemoria, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalim. Unfortunately, it seems like every day more Chayalim are being killed. Hashem should watch over them and protect them, especially with the serious operation going on now. Hashem should watch over them, protect them, in the merit of our learning. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Samach Tes. Now, although we left off on Samach Tes enough, I'm going to back it up just a few lines because we've got to go back to the beginning of the story with Rav Illish. Five lines from the bottom. We're going to back it up to Samach Tes Amid Beis. Good morning to Rav Mordechai, to Chana Chedach, to David Yoshua, to Yitzchak Aryeh, to Reuven from Harrisburg, to Shlomo David, to Avram David, and to Tzvika, and most likely to Dr. Joe and Avram Chaim in a few seconds. And to Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen. Good morning, Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen. Here we go. We're backing it up to Rav Illish on the bottom of Samach Tes Amud Beis. Quite a daf we have for you today. Mamish, phenomenal stuff. Here we go. Good morning to Avram Moshe ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen. Here we go. Says the Gemara, we're going to back it up to Rav Illish. B'nei Rav Illish, Badim, Samach Tes Amud Beis. B'nei Rav Illish, Nofak Alaya, Ushtar, Davik, Siv, Beit, Palga, Beger, Palga, Behevsev. The sons of Rav Illish, now Rav Illish died, and the sons of Rav Illish, somebody else produced a document saying that with your dad, we had an arrangement, your rather famous Rav Illish, we had an arrangement that was a 50-50 arrangement that the owner gave Rav Illish something to work, either a store or an animal or a piece of property, something, and he would do the work and they would split the profits 50-50. Now we've been learning over the last, that's called an ISCO, we've been learning over the last few days that such an arrangement is not okay. It's interest because since we're splitting everything 50-50, it's basically like I'm lending you something for you to make money on and you're paying me back both what I lent you as well as more because we're splitting the profit, so it's like interest. You have to pay the guy for his work, right? We learned yesterday, even a little bit, even something, just pay him even a little bit is enough. So the rabbis, so Rava made the following assessment. I'm a Rava. Rav Illish Gavarabu. Rav Illish is a big Talmud Chacham. V'isur le'in she'lo ha'v'safi. He's not going to violate the Isser of Lifnei Iver lo sitei mishal, which is in this week's Parsha. Wow, what a dafyomi coincidence. He's not going to violate Lifnei Iver and cause somebody to do an Aveira by going into this Iska arrangement, which is not okay, where it's a 50-50 deal, which we said you got to pay the guy for his work. You can't just charge more. So manavshach. So it must be that the arrangement was this. If the deal was that he gets 50% if the owner gets 50% of the profits, he'd have to have trade tilse behefsed. The owner would have to have had 2/3 of the loss, and Rav Illish would only take 1/3 of the loss. Or the other way around, ipaga behefsed, if it was going to be 50% of the loss, so then trade tilse ba'aga, then Rav Illish would have had to have 2/3 of the profit. Either way, Rav Illish would have to have been making something in the deal so that it wouldn't be interest. Now, one major discussion here, wait a second. Rav Illish, if it would have been a 50-50 deal, Rav Illish would have violated Lifnei Iver? Wait a second. If it's Ribbis, so Ribbis is both on the lender and on the borrower. Why is it saying Lifnei Iver? Why don't you say Rav Illish wouldn't have gone into a deal that he would be violating giving Ribbis? What do you mean? It's not just making the owner violate charging Ribbis. Rav Illish, as the giver, would be giving Ribbis. Oh, so this is a raya to the Acharonim who say that the Isser on the borrower is only by Ribbis Doraisa. But by Ribbis Derabanan, there is no violation on the borrower. Wow. So that's a very big discussion. And so wait a minute, there's another discussion. I think the Chelkas Yoav has this discussion that is there a problem of Lifnei Iver by the Rabbanans? Right? Maybe So first of all, you could say, well, maybe it's lifnei v'drabanan, but there are even some achronim who suggest that if I cause you to violate an issur drabanan, I violate lifnei iver doraisa. Wow, it's a little bit of a strange thing. Now, why would you say that if this is ribbis drabanan, that there's only a violation on the malveh, but there will be no violation on the loveh? If by ribbis doraisa, the Torah says there's a violation on the malveh and not the loveh, so how come, and the loveh, so how come by ribbis drabanan you would suggest that it's only on the malveh, not on the loveh? So that's what the achronim say, that since the fact that the loveh is chayev is a big chiddush. So since the fact that the loveh is chayev is a big chiddush, which I'll explain in a second why it's a chiddush, but the fact that the loveh is chayev by inch is a big chiddush, and therefore we usually have a rule, ein lecha bo ela chidusha. When it comes to a chiddush is something that breaks the normal rules. Good morning, Rabbi Eliezer Dov. Ein lecha bo ela chidusha. So if the chiddush is it's an original idea, so then you should keep it only by the doraisas. The Torah says by a doraisa that not only the malva is chayev, the loveh is chayev as well. So ein lecha bo ela chidusha, but by the rabbanans it wouldn't apply. Why is it such a chiddush to say that the loveh also violates? Why is it such a chiddush? Some of the achronim say that usually ribbis is a benadam l'chaveiro, right? Benadam l'chaveiro. Usually when it comes to benadam l'chaveiro, it's only the victim is not the one who's chayev. The loveh is the one who's charging extra, he's paying extra money, he's the victim. By benadam l'chaveiros, usually it's the aggressor who's chayev, not the victim. Ribbis is a chiddush. And the fact that not only is the guy who's charging the interest chayev, okay, we get it, he's making money off the deal, but even the guy who's paying, he's losing out. So it's a chiddush. So maybe only apply to ribbis d'oraisa and not ribbis d'rabbanan. That's what some say on this gemara over here. Some say Ravel, we backed up. That's what we backed up a little bit because we're in the middle of the story. Oh, so says the gemara. Oh, so now we're up to Eli. You came in just at exactly the right time. So let's continue. Amar of Kahana. So Rav Kahana said, I taught over this teaching in front of Rav Zvid Minardo. Here you have a shtar. You had a shtar from Rav Ilish. And the shtar said 50-50. Now 50-50 is ribbis. Ribbis to Rabbanan. So they reinterpreted, oh, it didn't mean 50-50. It meant a half on the profits and a third, two-thirds on the loss. Or if it was a half on the loss, it was one-third on the profits, whatever it was. So Amar of Kahana, Rav Zvid Minardo, Amar Ali. And Rav Zvid said to Rav Kahana, how do you know that to switch the star? Dilma Rav Ilish tov alimo b'tzir hava. Maybe Rav Ilish, maybe the guy allowed Rav Ilish to dip his bread into his brine. It wasn't written in the document, but we said yesterday, maybe it's enough payment just to let the guy use his brine, just let his dip. So that's why it wasn't written in. And that's enough. V'am Rav Nachman halach Rav Yehuda. Didn't we learn yesterday the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it's enough to pay the guy off even if you let him dip his bread in your brine? That's considered to be enough payment. It says the Gemara, Amri Le. So Rav Kahana said back to Rav Zvid, no, even though in yesterday's daf we passed like Rabbi Yehuda that dipping the bread in the brine is enough of a payment for a guy doing this iska type of situation, it's actually not true. Lav hilchasa itmar, elashita itmar. You remember in yesterday's daf, we said the halacha is like three people, right? We said halacha like this, halacha like that, halacha like that. But in reality, the Gemara is saying today, Rav Kahana is saying, we weren't passing the halacha like all those three people. We were just saying that those three people are all saying the same thing. Lav halacha itmar, elashita itmar. Who were the three people? Right? Remember yesterday at the end of the daf? Halacha k'Rab Yehuda, halacha k'Rab Yosi b'Rab Yehuda, halacha k'Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. So no, we actually don't follow it. Oh, so wait, so Tosa says, wait a second, Rav Mordechai is going to jump right away. We don't follow Rav Shimon Gamliel? What about the fact that Rav Shimon Gamliel was Mishnaso? Oh no, that was Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. Sorry. No, there's a different thing. Usually we follow Rav Shimon Gamliel, right? Halacha k'Rab Shimon Gamliel b'Mishnasenu. In three, except for three places, Arif, Tzidon, and Raya Achronim. So usually we follow Shem Gamliel. So, Elashita Idmar, right? Take a look at the top line in Tosis. Elashita Idmar, Amar Rabbeinu Tam, Dumi Kol Makom Halacha Rabbi Shem Gamliel, Rabbeinu Kol Makom Shoshana Rashi Rabbeinu Halacha Kamoso. Tosis says, but that doesn't make sense. Vein Nira, We're going to see from the Gemara later on that we don't follow his opinion. The Gemara Rabbeinu Chanan appears to chol ki I gadnu shnemar shita lav hilchas akechad minayim. Elak Rabbi Shimon damar nosel l'schar mishalim. No! The fact that the Gemara was saying halacha like this one, it's a little bit strange. Trivia question. Collect the Zayin. The Gemara said halacha like this one, halacha like that. Halacha. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean the halacha is like them. It just means that they all have this weird shita that it's enough to give even a mashahu. Like galalim, even the feces of the animals enough, or the weak, the curds and whey, the whey from the milk is enough, or the leftover wool, or so. Those shitas are just dipping, yeah, what do you mean, just dipping his bread in the ketchup? That's like nothing in the brine. Okay. Says Gemara, Hachanami Mustavar, it sounds like Rav Kahana is right, that we don't follow those opinions. The Ilotema Hachi, because if you don't say like him, Lamale Lamekshiv, Ulamemar, Halacha, the Halacha. Why did you have to say Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? We didn't notice this yesterday. Why did you have to say Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Analach Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Analach Rabbi Shimon? Lema Halacha Rabbi Yehuda. It should have just said the Halacha like Rabbi Yehuda is the most lenient. The Mekel Mikulu, he says even just dipping the bread in brine is enough. So if the fact that it doesn't say that, sounds like we don't follow those opinions, says the Gemara. Ah, now, Amar Rav. So Rav says, if a person gives over his animal, like let's say you give your calf to a shepherd, and you evaluate, let's say the calf's worth $1,000, and we're going to split the profits. Now, we know that that's not okay, right? You can't do that because splitting the profits is ribus. Because basically, it's like I'm lending you an animal and you're giving me back the animal plus the profits. So it's ribus unless I pay you, I have to pay you for the work that you're doing also. So here's the deal they're going to do. So Amar Rav, Mosar Shlish. And we learned earlier that how long does they have to take care of the animal? A third. That's the normal. So what's your payment going to be? Whatever the animal goes up in value more than a third, I'll let you keep that. That's your payment. Moshe Shlish, Bischarcha. I raise a mutter. So Rav says it's mutter. Ushmuel Amar. And Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar. That's ridiculous. Because let's say it doesn't go up more than a Shlish. Good morning, Avram Chaim. Let's say it doesn't go up more than a Shlish. Ushmuel Amar. Lo Matza, Moshe Shlish. If the animal doesn't go up more than a third, yelech the beso reikon. So he's going to go home with nothing. Elam Shmuel kotis lo dina. No, just saying more than a third will be your payment. That's no good. You have to set a price for his payment. You have to give him a dinar. Aside from half the profits, you have to also give him a dinar. Ask the Gemara. The Sava Rav in Kotz, it's in Lo Dinar. It's really Rav say that more than a third is enough. You don't have to set a particular payment. V'hamarav, Reish Agla Lepituma. But don't we know that Rav said by case of a calf, he said not only are we going to split the profits, I'm also going to throw in the head of the calf you're going to get. So you see, he always says you got to give an actual extra amount. My Lav Damle Moshe Shlish Bischarcha. Aren't we talking about a case where we said more than a third, but Rav said that's not enough, that you gave him the head of the calf? Answer the Gemara, lo. To come like, e mosa shlish, e reish aglo p'tuma. No, he was saying either or. Either I'm going to give you the amount that it appreciates in value more than a third, either that, but in the case where it doesn't appreciate more than a third, then I'll give you the head of the calf. So it's either or. That's one answer. Ibayseima, another answer, no. When Rav said, the head of the calf, it meant in the case where I give you more than a third. And even so, that's not enough, because maybe then it won't be more than a third. What kikama Rav, Mosa Shlish Biskarcha Mutter, when Rav said more than a third is Mutter, Kigon, that's if the shepherd has other animals that are his, and in such a case, if he has other animals that are his, so he's going to be feeding and watering and raising all the other animals. So one more animal is not going to be significant, then it's not going to be a problem of ribbis. So that's when we say more than a third is enough. Gavil litori. Because people say, look, you have to make food for your ox, so you'll make food for mine. The same tircha that it is for you to make food for your animal, so you're going to do it for two. So therefore, there's no extra tircha for the animal, and therefore there's no chashash of ribis. But if he's only dealing with the animals of the iska, so then he's got to either be a third or a rosh egel. You can't just give it the third straight up, because maybe it won't grow more than a third. Says the Gemara, Rav Elazar Mehagronia Zavin Behema. Rav Elazar Mehagronia bought an animal. V'yayle larise mefatim le. And he gave the animal to his sharecropper to fatten it up and feed it, and then they would split the profits in half. Now, he knew that he couldn't just split the profits, so v'yayle reisha ba'agri. He gave the sharecropper the entire head of the animal as payment for his work, so it wasn't a ribis problem. Oh, so his wife got involved in the business. Exactly. V'yayev palga ravcha. Aside from the head, he also got half the profits. Amrle dvisu. So his wife said, I see that if you only were a sharecropper, he gave you the full head. Maybe go into business with him 50-50 and he'll give you even part of the tail. Or he'll give you the whole tail. So I'm like, divisu. Im shtatvis bahadei. If you would become partners with him, yoyev lachnami al yasa, maybe he'll give you the tail also, which was even better than the head. It's fatter. Azul zavim bahadei. So the sharecropper said to Rabbi Elazar, hey, you know, maybe we could be partners on the next deal. So he said, sure. Fine. Now when it came to splitting up on the new deal, Palagle me al yasa, he gave him half of the tail, and so Amale, and Rabbi Elazar said to the Aris, Ta niflage l'reshe, let's split the head. Now the first time around he gave him the whole head, but now they're partners, so they split the tail, but he split the head, he didn't give him the whole head. Amalei, so the sharecropper said to Rabbi Elazar, Hashik meikar nami lo lagi. I'm more involved with you and you're giving me less as the payment. And Rabbi Elazar said, serves you right. Amalei, ada inna zuzi didi habu. Until this point, it was all my money and I was hiring you to do a job for me. So in order to avoid the problem of ribis, I had to give you the head. But ilo havi even lo chtei porta, had I not given you the whole head, Mechze Karibis, it would have been interest. But now we're partners. There's no interest problem anymore. Hashta Shufianan. We're partners. There's no loan at all. You put in just as money as I put in. It wasn't all my money that you give me back. We're partners. So my karmas, Tarachim Tvei Purta, what are you saying? That you did a little more work than me in a partnership? That's usually what happens. Amri Inche, Stam Arisa, Lamariara, Kamishabi Napsha. You have a managing partner and you have the... No, a sharecropper, when he goes into business with his owner, with the guy who's owner, so he's going to do a little more work. It's not interest. It's just one guy in the partnership doing a little bit more work. You don't deserve any more for that. Tana Rabban. Hashem behem l'chaveru. Let's say a person goes over to his friend and gives him an animal and says he should work on the animal. Okay, so until now we talked about that it needs a little extra. Ad masai chayev. So how long does he have to, how long, when can they actually start seeing, hey, maybe it's time to sell, you know? I raise the animal, it's worth more money. So how long does he have to raise it for? Sumcha somer ba'asonos, female donkeys, shmona asar chodesh, 18 months. The Mefarshim say, it's not that you have to do it for 18 months, it's that it has to become 18 months old. So if you got it when it was a year, it's only 8 months. Meaning until it becomes 18 months old, so it can carry stuff. Uva gojros, like sheep, estrim v'arba chodesh, 24 months. V'imba lachlok besoks mano. And if the guy wants to split earlier than that, chaveir ma'akavalov. The friend could say, no, you got to wait 18 months or 24 months. Aval eno domet tipula shel shana zul tipula shel shana acheres. But the first year's food is not nearly as much as the second year's food.
Why is the second year's food so much more? Because the animal's bigger. It eats more. Exactly right. Now, this aval, but, what do you mean? That sounds like it's the reason. My aval the comer. Says, come on, no, you're right. It's a misprint. El lefi, not but the second year. The reason why you can't end it early is because the second year costs a lot more than the first year. Lefi, she ended up with Tibul Shoshana, so Tibul Shoshana Cheres. Tani Yidach, we learned another brisa, Hashem Behem Lechaveiro. If a person goes into this deal, I give you $1,000 animal, fatten it up, and let's make it worth $1,500, and let's sell it and split the profits, which is a ribbis problem, unless you pay him for his efforts. Ad masachayv l'tapal b'vlados. Okay, that's as long as you have to deal with the parent. What about if the animal has babies? How long do you have to deal with the baby? So bedaka by sheep and goats, behemadaka shloshim yom. 30 days you have to deal with the babies. But uvagasa, by an ox, behemagasa, chamishim yom. 50 days. Rabbi Yossi Omer, bedaka shloshim chadashim. By sheep and goats, it's even more than that. 3 months. Because you have to work harder with the babies of a behemagasa than even a behemadaka, the behemagasa. My tipul maruba. Why is it harder? Work, mepnei sheshineha dakos. Because its teeth are very weak when it's first born, and it can't even chew the grass, so you have to cut it up. You have to cut the grass up into very small pieces. Mikan ve'elach. Now, what about if they want to? If the guy wants him to take care of the babies even more than the 3 months, or the 30 days, or the 50 days? So then, that becomes like a new business deal. So then the shepherd not only gets half of the babies, but he gets half of the profit on the babies. So the kan ve'ilch no tel mechza shelo v'chatzi mechza b'shel chaveru. Then he also gets 50% of whatever the babies improve beyond that. So he sort of gets like 3/4 in the babies, half of the babies plus half of the profit that the babies. Because it's like a new deal on the baby, so then he gets half of the profit on the babies. And the Gemara tells a story about this. Rav Menashe Bar Gada, so he had this arrangement, and they were going to split the babies, and then and the baby stayed in his rishus beyond the time. So he's got even more worth of that. So when they were coming to split, so Shakal he took. He was the worker of this Rav Menashe. So Shakal, Mechza Shalom, he took his half of the babies, V'chatzi Mechza B'shel Chaveru. And then the improvement in the babies beyond the time, he took another half of the improvement in the babies. Asal Kamed Abay. So he came with the partner in front of Abay. Amalei, Man Pelaglach. Abay said to him, but wait a second. You weren't allowed to make this calculation on your own. Where was Bezdin in assessing how much were the babies worth at the time that they were 3 months or 30 days, 50 days, so that we know how much it went up in price? You didn't stop with Bezdin and make an assessment, so we don't know. Va'od, furthermore, in this town, Makom Shenagu L'Gadel, who? This is a town that has the minhag to take care of the babies even beyond the 30 days, the 50 days, or the 3 months. Utnana, the Mishnah says later on, Malkum Shnagul Lagada, where the minig is to raise it even more, Yagdilu. You have to do it even not for the 50%. So you should have only taken 50% and not 50 plus 50% of the 50. Umar tells another story about this. Hani Tre Kusai, two Kusim. Now the Mefarshim say over here, the Rav Yaakov Emden says, who cares about Gaya? And then Nachayv in the laws of Ribbis. So it doesn't mean Goyim, it means Jews who lived in Kus. That's Rabbi Akiva says. Hani Trei Kusai. Usually when the Gemara says Kusai, it means Kusim. Here it doesn't mean Kusim. David Iska Ba'adei Adadi. They made an Iska arrangement together. Azal Chad Minayu, Palag Zuzei Below Daiti Dechavri. So one of them went and split the money. They had a business, they were partners in a money deal. And each of them put $5,000 into the business. Now, at one point in time, one guy took his $5,000 and went and invested it on his own without telling his partner. Says the Gemara, Osel Kamei Rav Papa, Amalei, my nafkamina. Hachem Rav Nachman Zuzi Kaman Depligidom. Yeah, money is not a big deal. He counted out the 500. Assume he took the right amount of money. So he's allowed to take $500 out of the business without telling his partner and make a side deal on the side, as long as he only took his money that was in there. Says the Gemara, Lishana. So the next year, the other guy said, hey, this guy's doing it. I want to do it also. Zavan Chamra Bahadei Adadi. So the next year, they went into business on wine. So come Edom. So the other guy wanted to get back at his friend for taking money out of the business, making money without telling him. So he took the wine. He took half the wine and sold it. And come Edom, Paul lay below died to the chavre. So he took half the wine and made a deal with it without telling his friend. Also, come Edom, Papa. So they came in front of the same judge of Papa. Amalei. Man, Palaglach, did you go to Bezdin to assess whether or not you actually took 50% of the wine? Amalei, Kachazin de Basadik Asamai. So the guy said to Rav Papa, I see that you're just out to get me. Last year when it came to the money, you passed like my friend. This year I did the exact same thing with the wine, you're passing against me. So I'm Rav Papa evaluated the situation and said like this. Usually a judge doesn't have to give his reasons for saying things. Usually a judge that, but I see over here in this case that the guy thinks that I'm out to get him. There's a good reason I'm going to have to explain to him, so he shouldn't be angry at the rabbis and go say Lashon Hara to the rabbis. I'm going to explain to him exactly why I said the pesach. I have to explain to him. Mi shakel tavi v'shavik chasrei. So he explained to that kusi and said to him, Zuze, mi shakel tavi v'shavik chasrei. Money is money is money. It's all the same money. You know, it's not better money or worse money. He split the money with you, so it was okay. But chamra, wine, I'm going to skip the parentheses. Chamra, kulei alma yadei, dika debasim, vika delobasim. But wine, everybody knows, there's better wine and worse wine. So if you took 50% of the wine, we have to make sure, Bezdin has to make sure that it was actually 50% of the wine. Because maybe you just took all the better wine and it wasn't really a 50-50 split. So Tosas in the top Tosas over here says, is it really true that judges never have to tell people about the psak? Mashma to the top Tosas. Dafka hachal mishaylo pischon pelachash to come and tzarch lo duye. Why? Because the pasuk says v'yisem nikiyim me'ashem u'miyisrael, that you should always make sure that no one suspects you of doing anything bad. Avo ba'amalo. But wait a second. In Sanhedrin it says v'adam b'sof zabora shnayim shnesatzmu l'din. Two people are fighting. Shekovenos avodan b'irai. Force the guy to judge in the bezdin in the town. And if he says kisvuni me'ez tam dantuni kosim v'nostalo, if he says you have to write me the reason, then you write him the reason. So Argamar says you don't write him the reason. So Omar Rabbi Nechtam mikachehi da the hacha dafka mikachehi the hacha dafka hasim delorotz aladin elai dekfia. There was a fight, and we had to force him to go to that bezin. He was angry about going to that bezin. That's why over there you have to write him the reason, because he was angry. But if he went to a bezdin willingly, then we don't write it. Some say it has a whole different pshat here. He wasn't telling him the reason. He was saying, you should have told me that you were splitting. In this case, you should have told me you were splitting. Whole different story. Okay. Let's continue. Gufa. We learned previously. Amar Rav Nachman. Zuzi command the plingy dumb. If it's money, the partner could split without telling him. Hani mili tavi v'tavi. That's if all the money is the same. Meaning, it was all acceptable money, o tekuli tekuli, or all the same weight. Aval tavi v'tekuli lo. But if some of the money was good money that people accepted, and the other money was heavy, full money that it was full weight, so that's not the same thing, so then you have to go to Bezdin.
You just said the money is the same.
No, so now we're saying that not all money is the same. That's exactly what the Gemara is qualifying and saying it's only if all the coins were exactly the same. But it could be, especially in those days, coins might have been a little different. So then you're right, speaker, then it's not the same. Rav Chama have a moger zuzi b'pshita b'yom. Rav Chama rented money out to people and he charged them interest on the money, because he thought he was renting the money. So it was okay to charge interest. Kalu zuzi de Rav Chama. He lost all of his money, because people who charge with interest end up losing all their money. The Gemara is going to dash in, and tomorrow's daf, actually, I think it's Thursday's daf, Pasuk says in Tehillim, we're very familiar with this Pasuk. Unfortunately, at every Leviathan, they say this Pasuk. Kaspoy lo nosan beneshech v'shochal anaki loy lakach oyseele lo yimot lo ilam. That guy in Eretz Achaim, I've heard him way too many times. If you don't give, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, in a Tesvav, Miyal Gorba Alecha, Miyishkon, right? That's what they say at the Levaya. Hoylich, Tamim, Mufal, Tzedek. They say it every Levaya. Tehillim, capital Tesvav. At the end of that, it says, if you don't give interest, then you're going to keep your money. Sedach Mashma, if you charge interest, you're going to lose all your money. So Rav Chama thought he was renting out his money, but he was actually charging interest, so he lost all his money. Somewhere it says, he lost all his money. Who suffered? He thought, Maishna Mimara. What's the difference between renting out a hoe? H-O-E. What's the difference in renting out a farm instrument versus renting out money? Velohi, he's wrong. Mara Hadrabena. The hoe, the same hoe you rented, it comes back and there's wear and tear on the hoe, so you're allowed to charge money for that. The idea pakse, but zuze money, lo hadrabena. First of all, you don't get back the same money. Right? I rent you money, you're gonna give me back different money. You don't get back the same money. Velo yadia pakse. And you can't really tell if there's anything lost in it. So therefore, it's interest. But let me tell you what you are allowed to do. A person is allowed to say, Reuven can go to Shimon, take this money and lend Levi. Because Levi's not paying the interest. Reuven's going to pay Shimon money to go lend Levi. Take this $100 and go lend this guy $10,000. Why? Lo asra Torah ribbis, lo asra tel ribbis haba mi lo vela malva. Ribbis is only us when it comes directly from the borrower to the lender. But if somebody else pays somebody else money to convince him to go lend somebody else, that's okay. It's not from the lo vela malva. On my Rava, and Rava further says, Shari lehenes neymeh lechavre, a person can say to his friend, shkol le'abra zuzi, the MRLA Laplone Loosfi Zuze. Losfan Zuzi. I could go to Shlomo here. Take this $100. And tell Eli to lend me money. I'm paying you the $100 and go tell him, convince him to you're a good friend of him. I'm giving you a gift to go tell him. Because again, I didn't give him the interest to him, I gave it to you. However, we're showing him have a discussion by the following case. Can I say to Shlomo, give money to Eli to convince him to lend me? The Ravid says, it looks like you're my shliach. I'm appointing you as a shliach to give money to Eli. That maybe might not be good. The Ravid says it's no good, but no. The Ravid says it's usher, but the Ramban says no. It's the same thing. He's giving the money. Not me. I said he'd give him money so he should lend me money. So that's a machlokas harishon. Says the Gemara. Again, a person can say to his friend, Shekhli Abad Zuze, take this money. I can say to Shlomo, take this money. The Emorle, Laploin Lozuze, tell Eli to lend me money. My time up? Schar Amirka Shekhli. I'm paying him for doing me a job to go and convince you to lend me money. Kiha, I think Gemara tells a story about this. The Abba Mar Bereder of Papa. Remember? Abba Mari Bar Papa. Rachma Papa. Ruiz on the duck, right? Abba Mari. That's him. Abba Mar Bereder of Papa. Havishakal Ogna Dikira. He used to take balls of wax, Mikirai, from the wax salesman. Bamalei Lavua Osvino Zuze. And in the merit of this payment, he would tell his father, Rav Papa, to lend money to the wax guy. So the rabbis told Rav Papa, your son is eating ribbis. Rav Papa said, no, it's not ribbis. Kol ki ribisa nechel. I'll let him eat this ribbis any day of the week. Lo asotar la ribbis haba mi lova la malva. Ribbis is only asa when it comes from the lova to the malva. Hacha, schar amir kashakal b'shari. He's just taking the payment for convincing me to lend money. The Mepharshim say that's only by your children that are over bar mitzvah or no longer eating from your house. But if the kids are eating from your house and you're paying the kid off to get money from the father, so then that's like paying the father, because at the end of the day, the kid is eating on the father's table. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Shaman para v'chamor v'chol davar shehu osa ocha v'ocha l'mechza. And we said before, you can't take a calf and split the profits and raise it and split the profits 50-50 because a calf doesn't do work. But with a cow, you're allowed to do a 50-50 deal because the guy, the shepherd, is gaining the work that the cow is doing. That's the payment. He's working. Or a donkey. Shaman para v'chamor v'chol davar shehu osa v'ocha l'mechza. That you're allowed to do. If the minig is to split the kids right away at the 30 days or the 50 days, 30 days for Behemoth Daka, 50 days for Megasa, Cholkin. So you split it right away. But if the minig is to raise the kids even further than that, then you raise them. Rabbi Shim Gamliel Omer, Shaman Egel Imimo, Sayach Imimo. If you give the baby with the mom, so then you don't have to pay the schar mal of tzurcha because the baby follows the mom. Umafriz al sadeh v'nechosh v'nerivis. You're allowed to add on. If a person is renting a field from his friend, he's sharecropping the field from him, he could say to the owner, listen, I'm going to pay you part of the profits of each field, and if you lend me money on top of that to improve the field, I'll add that to the payment. V'nechosh v'nechosh v'nerivis. That's not a ribis problem because he's lending him the money to invest it in the field to make more profits for him. So it's basically like he's just adding on to the price of the rental to get more profits. So that's not a problem of ribis. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Mafriz, so let's discuss this last line. It sounds like it is ribis, right? Mafriz al sadeh v'nechosh v'nerivis ribis. Again, what's the case over here? I own a field. I hire you to work the field and you'll pay me a set amount of profits. Not 50-50, so it's not a ribbis deal. A set amount of profits. You're going to pay me a set amount. 30 bushels a year. That's not ribbis. 30 bushels a year. You're going to pay me a set amount. 30 bushels a year. So now I'm going to lend you money to go invest more, and then you're going to pay me 35 bushels a year. So that's not a problem of interest. Says the Gemara, Tanar Banan, Marfaz, Hasocher, you rent a field from me, Ba'asora Kurin Chitin, Lishana. You're going to pay me 10 bushels per year for rental of the field. The Omer lo, Tainli Masayim says, lend me an extra 200 says, I'll invest it into the field. Vani alacha shneimasar kurin l'shana, I'll pay you more for the arrangement. Mutter, that's not ribbis, because it's just, it's like you're just renting me more, and you're paying to get a better deal. Aval ein mafriz lo al chanus v'lo al sfina. But you're not allowed to do this with a store or a boat. I'm not allowed to lend you money by a store or a boat, because then, in order for you to buy produce or a boat to buy the mast, well, I'll see in a second. If I rent a boat or a store, I'm not allowed to lend you money to buy fruit. You're not allowed to sell in the store, or to buy stuff to take on the boat, because that's not improving the thing itself. That's more like a deal we're going into. So that would be complete ribbis to lend them on that. So I'm Rav Nachman and Rav Ravua. Sometimes you can do a store, Lotzer Batsur. If you actually decorate the store itself, that's improving the store. That's okay. That's like you're just renting a better thing and you're paying more money in rent to rent a better store. Or Svina Lasoslo Iskaria, or to make a sale on the boat. So that's to improve the boat, so you're just paying a higher rental price to rent a better boat. Chanas Latsurabarzurta, the Tabuba Inche, Ave Agritfe, you're going to make more money from that. Svina Lasoslo Iskaria, so again, came into Shapir Iskaria Tfe, Agritfe. So a boat with a sale on it is better, so you could charge a higher rental price because it's a better boat. Sventa Amarav Agra Upagra. You have to take the benefit, even though the renter accepts upon himself responsibility for onsim, if it breaks, that's not a ribbis problem. That's what Rav said. Amalei Rav Kahana v'Ravasi the Rav. I agra lo pagra. I pagra lo agra. No. Why isn't this a problem of ribis? If you're going to take the reward, so then he can't take the, when it goes down, if it breaks, and if he takes the money for when it breaks, he can't take the reward. Otherwise, it's a 50-50 issue, and it's ribis. So Shasak Rav, Rav couldn't answer the question. Rav Shesh, it's my time of Shasak Rav. Why was Rav quiet? Lo Shmilei Hadatanya. He didn't learn in the Brice that we said, Avish Amru, the mission says, Yemen Kabin Son Barzom Yisrael, you're not allowed to go into business. Avim Kabin Son Barzom in Anachrim. But you are allowed to take go into a deal like this with the guy because there's no ribbis problem. Aval Amru, Hashem Parla Chaveiro. If you evaluate the value of a cow to raise it, for Amar Lo, Hare Paras Hasulai Bishloshim Dinar. I'm evaluating this cow as 30 dinar. Vani Alalacha, and I will pay you for the merit of being able to use your cow to plow, sell a b'chodesh, a sell per month payment, mutter. That's not ribbis. You're not giving him back the value, you're just giving him a set amount, you're renting the cow a set amount for a month. V'lo asa, and in this case, you did not evaluate his money, you're paying him a set amount. So Amar Rav Sheshes, lo asa adam mechayim el achar misa. No, that only works if you do it after the animal dies, that you give it a specific amount. So, and the Gemara concludes, like Rav, Amar Rav Papa, Hilchasa, Svina Agro Pagra. You are allowed to take the rental, you're allowed to take for renting a boat, Schar, even though the rental is going to take himself the responsibility for breaking it. That if it breaks, he's going to pay for the entire boat. And he adds, V'nagu b'nei kufra, and the owners of the boats have the minhag, that the renter pays agra b'shas mashicha. Right at the beginning, he pays the rental fee at the time that he takes it. But pagra b'shas shvira. But he only pays for the damage if an onus happens to it at the time of the when it breaks. One more line. Says the Gemara, atu b'minhaga talya milsa. Does it depend on the nog? Depends on the minhag? That's the halacha. Says the Gemara, no. Mishum demastis etani, because we had a brisa that said it's mutter minhaga. That's why they had the minhag. Okay. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
So an iska is truly a partnership, but not like a corporate structure. And iska.